Now, the only people that I am referring to, and the only people that I'm talking about in this thing right here, are those who have the testimony of Jesus. What are you saying? I'm saying that if you do not have the testimony of Jesus, I'm not talking to you. Those who have the testimony of Jesus worship God abundantly. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And everyone doesn't have the spirit of prophecy. I decree the spirit of God's prophet is upon me from the spirit of God, who gives me the spirit of prophecy in the testimony of Jesus the Christ, who is the spirit of the risen Jesus. Worship God. I decree God Almighty himself is the only one whom I shall worship. I decree that God Almighty himself is the only one whom I shall worship. I do not worship a person. I do not worship a place. And I do not worship a thing. I don't worship people. I don't worship human beings. I don't worship men, and I don't worship women. I don't worship children. I don't worship material things and worldly possessions and worldly substance. I worship God. Where is the King of the Judeans who was born? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. And they entered the house, and they saw the boy with Mary his mother, and they fell down and they worshiped him. And they opened their treasures and offered him gifts, gold and myrrh and incense. So I decree, I pay homage to the royalty of Jesus, the Christ. And I worship Jesus alone. And behold, a certain leper came and worshiped him and said, "My Lord, if you desire, you are able to cleanse me." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said, "I desire, be cleansed." And immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. Isn't that something? Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. You can't get that from no man and no woman that come from the power of God. I decree that I worship Jesus in great faith. And Jesus' healing activity came, and he has made the unclean clean with his word and with his touch. Isn't that something? He made the unclean clean with his word and with his touch. And you wonder why your grandmama and big mama and them and Nana and them used to pray so much. They wasn't the one that was doing the healing. It was Jesus. It was the Christ. It was the anointing of the Father, the anointing of the Son, and the Spirit, and the power of the living God, the Holy Spirit. Isn't that something? And those who were in the ship came and worshipped him and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God. Yes, you are." And she came and worshipped him, and she said, "My Lord, help me." That's what she said. She said, "My Lord, help me." And behold, Jesus met up with them and said to them, "Peace to you." And they came near and clasped his feet, and they worshipped him. Isn't that something? And when they saw him, they worshipped him. And he said, "I believe, my Lord." And he fell down and worshiped him. Isn't that something? "I believe, my Lord." And again, when he brought the firstborn into the world, he said, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Even angels got to worship God. Come on, somebody. I'm in agreement with worshiping Jesus the Christ, because I believe in worshiping Jesus the Christ, because I receive worshiping Jesus the Christ, and I have worshiped Jesus the Christ as I pray. And Father, I thank you that I worship Jesus the Christ. You understand where I'm coming from? I worship Jesus. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries. Isn't that something? And will render vengeance to every single person who comes against him, his adversaries, his oppressors. I decree the Lord, my God, has brought the expression of his vindication for me, with his compassion and making his atonement for both his land and me, for and because I am of his people. See, I belong to the Lord. That's why I can teach like this on any given day, any given hour, any given time. Let me break it down to you. I'm vindicated by my God because I have no more strength. See, when God's people run out of strength, God steps in and vindicates them because they have no more strength. That's why you have to be faithful in God. It's at your weakest point where he will show up and show out and vindicate you in the presence of every single last person who ever has come against you. Isn't that something? I decree my Lord is the only true God who controls all life and history. Don't tell me about your lifestyle, how you living. God controls all life, and God controls all history, including your lifestyle as well as my lifestyle. I see now and I understand now that my Lord is God Almighty. Can you dig it? For he puts to death at his will. Let me break this thing down. He puts to death at his will, and he gives life in his creative power, and his power to rescue from death. Not only will he put you to death, come on somebody, but he will give life in his creative power, and he also has the power to rescue you from death. And I decree no one will be able to rescue my enemies from God's hand. You better make sure you're not my enemy. I'm talking to the people who believe in Jesus Christ. This is how you need to talk. It's called speech work. This is a spiritual strategy for people who know how to talk to God. I decree no one will be able to rescue my enemies from God's hand. For the Lord my God presented himself as a warrior. Isn't that something? As he represented the terrible punishment to be meted out to his enemies. Isn't that something? I'm in agreement with how God rescues me. You dig that? I believe how God rescues me, and I receive how God rescues me, because I have been rescued by God Almighty. And all I have to say now is I thank you, Father, for how only your hand can rescue me from every single last one of my enemies on this day and in this hour. You don't know how many people are against you. So God will express his vindication for me. In the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be. When I come back, I'm going to have a real good teaching you need to really tap into. I hope you enjoyed this one. But the next one going to be cold-blooded. I'll be right back. Worshiping God.